Why are you gonna record me chewing on freaking hubby?
I was just gonna start recording. I don't think you. Let me see. Be quiet. Start chewing. I don't think it's picking you up. But you are chewing really loud.
Shut up. At least I'm not chewing like a jerk like you do when you chew your depression medicine.
With depression medicine, you're supposed to chew like a jerk until it kicks in, and then you stop chewing like a jerk. Because then you're not depressed.
Does that mean if you're depressed, you're a jerk?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. That we have really fancy microphones to record on, but we're being what Mexicans will refer to as huevones. And so
we're doing what Saturday morning is made for.
Yeah, we're laying down in bed and we're talking into a phone instead of like this money you spend on microphones. Anyways,
we're gonna talk about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, because...
So Jacob never liked Ryan Gosling. All his life, he despised Ryan Gosling. And then he hit a moment where he realized he was actually really infatuated with him. And he made one of his coworkers bust up laughing. But he won't tell me the story of how he made his coworker bust up laughing unless we're recording on a podcast because he thinks it's funny enough to share. And the sad thing is that it probably was really funny, but because he's making such a big deal about it, I won't even laugh.
She probably won't. Because that's the thing. I build things up, and then they don't pay off with my wife. Because she's like, you're a fool.
I don't call him a fool. He's lying. I've never called him a fool.
You don't need to. I could sense it in the fact that you're not laughing at what I've worked very hard in my mind to make funny. So this is how it went. I don't know how we... Oh, we started talking about Ben Foster, the actor. Who you might remember from the first Punisher movie, who was a guy with all the earrings in his faces and stuff like that. And then, guess he was in, like, Lone Survivor. I think he was Angel in the X-Men 3 movie that nobody watched. Well, somebody watched it. Because he made money. I didn't watch it. And then, I think he was in another movie with, like, Mark Wahlberg. I forget when the movie was. Contraband. But before all of that, he was on this little TV show called Flash Forward, where he played the funny, awesome, heart of gold character, Tucker James. And I swear, when I was young, I don't even know when this came out. It must have been, like, early 90s. But I swear, I was like, this dude's my homeboy. He gets me. He's a nerd. He's weird. I need to be part of this, the crew. Whatever. So he was whatevers. And then his best friend was a girl next door named Becca, who the only other thing I know her from is Firefly. And she plays, is it Kaylee?
Keeley.
Keeley. The mechanic on Firefly. And so it was them.
Kaylee.
I thought it was Kaylee.
Maybe it's Kaylee. You're right. You're
yeah.
Right. Sorry.
And then so those are the two actors. And through this series, later on, I guess, when they're older and they're going through the whole, like, dating thingy, she starts dating Ryan Gosling, who is the biggest jerk in the world. Like, nemesis with my boy Tucker James. And, like, no matter how hard Tucker tried to outsmart him, Ryan Gosling was just total D-bag and totally, like... made him, like, fail and stuff like that. So, ever since then... And this is why I have a problem with different actors being bad guys. Especially if I like them as good guys. Because I take it too serious. Like, if Idris Elba plays a bad guy, I don't want to watch that movie because I really like Idris Elba. When Gary Oldman plays a bad guy, I don't want to watch it because, like, The Professional. Because then, like, all I can ever see him as is the bad guy.
But you did watch Losers where Idris Elba was a bad guy and
but
you loved that
you
movie.
Didn't know he was a bad guy. That was the freaking plot twist, which M. Night Shyamalan comes out. He's like, oh, plot twist. but anyways, so Ryan Gosling was on my hit list. ever since then. And he, I don't care, like, whatever. He came out, and he, I think after that, he was in other stuff. But then, like, the thing that made him all big was The Notebook. And I'm like, The Notebook is freaking stupid. This fool is hella whack. Oh, he thinks he's all dope because he grew a beard. And so, anyway, so all of that just to say that I was, the my homie at work was saying, like, oh, yeah, Ben Foster is a really good actor. He's in this other movie. He's like, I really like that guy. So I told him this whole history that I have with Ben Foster and how I'm also even more, like, upset at Ryan Gosling because he blew up because he's handsome and has, like, 12-pack abs. And obviously, I guess Ben Foster doesn't. And so Ryan Gosling got all, like, famous and stuff like that. And I was just telling him, like, no, dude, like, you don't understand. Like, I did not like Ryan Gosling. Like, Ryan Gosling was, like, such an enemy to me that, like, I was like, I hope you go to hell, Ryan Gosling. And that was a line that apparently when I said that, I guess he wasn't expecting. Because I was like, you could go to hell with the devil where you come from, Ryan Gosling. You and your pretty face and big, beautiful beard can burn. And so I guess he took that, like, the funniest thing I had ever said. And so, like, because of that, my whole week was, because I had an off week this week, and he's like, man, it was because you said that stuff about Ryan Gosling. He said he was going to hell, now he's trying to get you back. You can't be talking about Ryan Gosling like that. And so that was my Ryan Gosling story. See, you didn't laugh as hard as I thought you were going to laugh. Because he was in stitches. I made his week telling that Ryan Gosling was going to go to hell.
So he had a really good week.
He did.
Because he said Ryan Gosling was going to go to hell. Yeah. You had a bad week because he said he was going to go to hell.
Yeah, because he thought it was funny. He thought it was like the Ryan Gosling karma, I guess, coming back to get me. Because, yeah.
Because you don't want to tell everybody how now you are infatuated with Ryan Gosling?
I'm not. I was infatuated. I don't know. He's got like 12-pack abs. Who's not? Look, we're happily married. Obviously heterosexual. Have a baby on the way. But then you look at Ryan Gosling, you're like, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying he's a handsome man, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say I'm trying to do any funny business with him. I'm just saying he's a handsome dude.
Actually, the reason, the thing that made him like it is because he read this book called Drive, and he really, really liked the book. And when he saw the movie, at first he wouldn't want to watch it because Ryan Gosling was in it. And he, of course, despised Ryan Gosling. But he ended up loving Ryan Gosling in the movie. And it was actually the only thing he liked about the movie because they changed it a lot.
That movie was way different than, yeah. Homegirl was supposed to be Mexican. Homegirl was not Mexican. Or I should say Mexican-American. And then, I don't know. It was all over the place. But Ryan Gosling actually was good in that movie.
Yeah, and so that made him like it. And then we saw a couple other things in him. Was it Crazy Stupid Love? And yeah, he thought he was funny in that.
He was funny in that one, yeah.
And yeah. And so it made him have to admit that I guess Ryan Gosling is, you know, a handsome man.
Yeah, and he can act, and apparently he's in a band, too.
He's in a band? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they're called Dead Man's Bones.
What kind of band is it?
It's weird. Oh. It's alright.
Does he play an instrument? Or
yeah, I think he plays guitar and sings. Oh. Not too bad. It's old, though. I think it's, like, from 2007. So I don't think they only did that one CD. And they had, like a kids choir come and help them.
So is it, like, alternative? Like
it's, I don't know what you would call it. You would just have to listen to it. I guess it's kind of alternative because it's, like, guitars and band and stuff like that. And they sing. The biggest thing that I can think of that made me think about it is, they have a song called Dead Man's Bones, and there's this guy on YouTube who's this creepy-looking dude. I forget what his name is now. Nate something? Nathan Bart? I don't know. Nathan something. And he does dance videos. And he did a, I guess, like a dance video for it where he dresses up as a skeleton. And he dances. And the thing that's cool about it is that you would think he's dancing in front of a green screen. But I guess he did real practical filming for it. And, it's the way he edited it, too. Because I think at this time, I don't know if he has editors now, but another time he was editing. It's visually makes it look like it's green screen. Like, you would say, like, oh, this is so, almost even say it's so cheap you can tell it's green screen. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's actual practical cuts. So it's pretty impressive. But that's how I, because I saw that video, and then they're like, "Oh, it's Ryan Gosling's band." I'm like, "Ryan Gosling's not in a band? I'm supposed to hate this guy. He can't be in a band."
So you automatically don't hate someone just because they're in a band?
No, I mean, that's not true. But I mean, at this time, I was like, kind of like, he's got a beard, he's got his 12-pack abs. He must be cool if he's, got Eva Mendes pregnant, right?
What?
I don't know. Eva
That
Mendes seems like a cool person. I don't think she would let any scrub be like, "What a girl." And she'd be like, "Do you know who I am? I'm Eva Mendes. Denzel was my fake." They weren't married in Training Day, were they? Probably not, because Denzel was a bad guy in that one. But anyways.
Wasn't he married? Wasn't she his side girl?
Oh, she was a side girl. Never mind. Eva Mendes is a side girl. That's why she went with freaking Ryan Gosling. You're at
She's
the.
Denzel's
Yeah! She wasn't good enough for Denzel in the movie, so she had to settle for Ryan Gosling. Can't believe Eva Mendes settled
Okay,
for one of
so
the biggest
she settled for Ryan Gosling, but he came up in life because he got Eva Mendes.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Oh, okay.
True story.
Okay.
That's my Ryan Gosling story. Why I don't like him. And he deserves to go to hell. And then he gets redeemed.
Because of his beard and 12-pack abs.
Yeah. Really? It really happened. I guess we should just stop.
Yeah.
Dig a hole in the middle of the street. Dig it down, dig it down, 6 feet deep. You should know. Take a look at your feet and down 6 feet deep.